What about if it's out in the yard, if where water comes out?
Well, that's same thing.
If you buy a few cans of food at the store down here, what do they put them into for you to carry them home?
Paper bag.
And if you have a large bag made out of loosely woven cloth, suppose, oh, something you might carry 100 pounds of chicken feed in, what would you call that kind of a bag?
Call it a sack.
Okay. Do you ever call it any special kind of a sack?
Well, there's different kinds.
Oh, depending on what you put in.
Well, made out of, you know, piano sacks made out of.
What kind of
sacks? Piano sacks, you know, made out of. What do they call it? Hemp? I don't know.
I don't think I've seen those. Are they used very much?
Well, when we was farming, we had piano sacks, and then we had chicken feed sacks. Flour sack. Mm-hmm. There's different kinds. They're all made out of different kind of material. Coarse, you know, the gown sack's made out of coarse material, you know. Not very thick wool.
Do you ever call it a burlap sack?
Yeah. Burlap. That may be the same stuff that they sell now by the yard, I know. And then I guess that's what to put the honey in, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I think it's for that.
Okay, fine. What do you call a small musical instrument, about this big, that you hold up to your mouth and you blow on?
We always call it a harp.
Can you play a harp?
Well, I used to could, but I haven't had one in a long time. They don't call them harps now, do they? Like to call them.
Well, is that what other people call harmonicas?
Might be. I don't know. I think we call them harps.
Mm-hmm. What about another small instrument, musical instrument, that's made out of metal, but this one you hold between your teeth and you pick it?
I don't know what we call that. Juice harp.
Have you ever played one of those?
No.
I haven't either. I think it would be fun to try.
Yeah.
What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board balanced in the middle? You put a child
seesaw.
In?
Seesaw. Right. You know, they don't call them seesaw, they call them what? Teeter. Yeah. We said seesaw.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I do too. What about a homemade merry-go-round? Do you have a name for that? Did you ever call it anything like that, a Flying Dutchman or a Flying Jenny or spinning?
Yeah. I've heard the word Flying Jenny, but I don't know what it was.
What about a flat piece of stone used to sharpen knives or scythes? Mm-hmm.
Grindstone, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Grindstone.
Okay, fine. Now this next question is kind of interesting. I wonder if you could describe and maybe help me draw some different kinds of fences. We've noticed lots of fences out here and they're all different. I wonder if you could tell me what kinds you know.
Well, when I was young we had a rail fence.
Mm.
You know how to...
Could you?
I can't draw.
Are they the ones that interlock like this? Mm. How many different rails were on each?
I think about five high.
Those are picturesque, aren't they? Don't see too many of them anymore.